All right, welcome to Stepping Stones, L&D Career Journeys Explained, the podcast that shares the how of fellow L&Ders. I'm your host, Christina Rogers, and today I have Sion Dayson as my guest. So she's coming to us from Valencia, Spain. She's an American voice actor. She works in many genres of voiceover and specializes in e-learning and corporate narration, as well as audio description. She's voiced projects for Pearson, Transperfect, LG, Business Spotlight, the National Academy of Sports Medicine, Iberian Media, and many more. She's also narrated more than 80 titles for Blinkist, an app that summarizes the key takeaways from best-selling books, which is pretty awesome. So good to have you here, Sion. Obviously, Sion has direct connection with the L&D world, which is in general why I invited her. However, the more specific reason I invited her was to share with you all that avenue that can be taken in L&D, in this case, voiceover acting. So perhaps you're one that didn't know that this was a professional role in L&D, and perhaps, you know, this is an area that you maybe touched upon with the many hats we tend to wear. You did it for a project, you did some voiceover, and maybe this is the skill set you want to develop into something more. Maybe a different avenue. This is something more narrow you want to dive into. So I'm hoping here with this episode that this kind of sets out the stepping stones for you in that journey of how to become a voiceover actor in L&D. All right. So with that said, Sion, share with us your story. I would like to know how you got into L&D or realized that L&D was where you wanted to do your career as a voiceover actor. Or if that's not the right question, maybe it's better to ask, how did you figure out being a professional voiceover artist was something you wanted to do and incorporate into L&D?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I think this is a wonderful idea for a podcast. So this is really great. I actually didn't know that voiceover was a job for a long time. It was sort of serendipity that put it on my radar. I was a writer for many years, and then I was teaching English as a foreign language here in Spain. And that's how I discovered voiceover. I was recording some listening activities for my students at the university here, and the sound engineer asked if I was a professional voice actor because I was so good at it. And I was no, but that sounds amazing. And so I went into research mode and I discovered that there were many different genres of voiceover and that e-learning was one of them. And I just immediately thought that would be a perfect fit for me. I mean, I was coming from this teaching background. I love stories and language and creativity. I love people, but I'm an introvert. I get to work alone in a booth. That's awesome. I love learning. I love helping people on their learning journey. So knowing that e-learning and voiceover were two things that could go together, I just knew that was something I wanted to pursue right away.
That's beautiful. That's how cool to fall into that in that way.
Yeah.
And getting spark to like, let me go venture more into this.
Yeah, totally.
I like that. Very cool. So I guess, how did you get into the VO work specific to L&D? Like, you did your research, mm-hmm. you found out what, I don't know, something like the engineer, you know, telling you like, hey, you're really great at this, kind of pushed you more specifically into that genre. I know you have other genres, but like for this one in particular. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. So I joined a course called the VoiceOver Success Intensive with Carrie Olson, and that was an online course that had live components as well. And she does all different types of voiceover too, but what was really cool is that she was a course creator for an e-learning company before she got into voiceover. So she was one of my first mentors. So I knew through that program and through her experience that this was a large part of the work that she did. So having mentors, seeking out people who have done the type of work that you want to do is always really valuable.
That's awesome.
And also just hanging out with L&D folks to learn about stuff, right? Like that's how you and I met.
Yes.
Been hanging out in the GLDC, which is the Global Learning Development Community. I also went to events through the TLDC, Training Learning Development Community. And then once I would meet people, I would connect with them on LinkedIn. And just learning the landscape of L&D more. And I think as people saw me being more visible and just sort of curious about what they were doing, they would think of me if they had voiceover needs. So that's one way. I also do direct marketing to e-learning companies. I'm on rosters of different e-learning companies, production houses. I audition on casting sites. Like there's no one way to do it. You just have to, take many different paths, and I'm still figuring out how to get more e-learning clients. It's an ongoing, journey. So, that's my two cents.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. I mean, it's really nice to know that there's a lot of territory to be covered,
Yeah.
just to make sure that you are taking notice, or being noticed, so that way you can pursue more of this. So now that leads me into a wondering. So you mentioned a little bit of mentoring and a little bit of your background. Are there any other, like, more specific stepping stones, if you will, that you took, whether it was education or experiences, or like you mentioned, connections, that helped you, streamline into what you do?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you all are learning professionals, so you're used to gathering information, right? And that is what I did from the beginning. So there are lots of podcasts about voiceover. So I listened to every episode of the VO School podcast. I listened to episodes called VOpreneur. And it's not just performance. You have to learn sound editing. You have to design a recording space. So I watched YouTube tutorials, I Googled things when I didn't know. And most importantly, I got coaching. You go, in voiceover, it's very important that you get coaching because it's voice acting. Acting is a skill. I think a lot of people, when they ask me about voiceover, they're like, oh, someone said I have a good voice. I should get into it. It's like, that's great, but that's only a small part of the skill set that you need in voiceover. And so coaching will really help answer a lot of your questions. It will help you with your performance and just understand other parts of the industry. I also was part of many Facebook groups, still am, and I lurk and listen a lot. Just because when you see other people in the industry you want to be in, you learn like, oh, I didn't know that was an aspect. I need to figure out what that aspect is and what their concerns are. So yeah, it was a mix of just lots of input in the beginning and then seeking out mentors, seeking out coaching. Those are the best steps to begin with.
That's absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's not easy, but at least I appreciate your guidance here, just because, it's a little all over the place. And I really appreciate the straightforwardness of adding in that there's so much more beyond than just having a nice voice, that there are more skill set, because unfortunately, I think many of us on the outside, and this goes for everything that we do, right? Which is, we think it's much simpler than it may be, at the end of the day. I always make fun, like, as an instructional designer, people from the outside, it's like, oh, you make pretty PowerPoints. Well, no. No, there's a whole lot more going on in what I create and why I create it. And so it's beautiful to hear that about what you do as a voiceover artist, that is not simply that you have a nice voice and you're putting it out there, or, you're very good at reading. There's much more at play here that needs to be considered and realized. And therefore, that's why you have all these different stepping stones that you have to take to really pursue something greater so that you can get into that professional level. So that's
Yeah,
great.
and I also want to add too that you become your own business person. So that's something else to take into account. There is no 9 to 5 voiceover job. I mean, if there is, please tell me, but I'm pretty sure there isn't. So that takes a certain personality too, you know, that that's why there is no just like one direct line to it that you apply for a voiceover job and then that's it. It's constant. We're self-employed. We work with many different clients. So that's another piece of it that I think people have to think about.
That's very important. I am glad that you said that. All right. So my next question, I'm trying to recall with what you've been saying so far. I know that, somebody kind of reached out and said, wow, you seem to have the skill, the talent to do this. And so you started venturing out and pursuing and looking into it. But was there a situation or a connection that gave you that final breakthrough that you needed to actually get this career going?
I love that question. Yeah, I mean, I didn't put out my shingle as a voiceover actor for several months. I did a lot of training, you know, like I said, there are more skills than meet the eye to it. So I didn't want to say I'm a professional voice actor until I had many of the skills down. And I think that's what working with different coaches, they see your progress. They can help you figure out if you're ready. And one of the biggest steps in a voiceover career is getting demos, professional demos to show what you can do. And so that feels like a big step when your coach says, okay, we're ready. You know, you're ready to do a demo. So do the demos. And then started auditioning. And I was very lucky that, and this doesn't always happen, but I booked a few big jobs really early on. And there's also that method, like dive in and see how it goes. And it went really well. And that just gave me a lot of confidence that I was on the right path.
I can attest to that. I think that's one of the big things that I think just being human, we kind of struggle with, which is that taking action. And it is scary, but it's good for you at many times. It's just to dive in like that. So you basically created your own breakthrough is really what it sounds like I'm just gonna do it. And if it works,
Oh,
great. If
yeah.
not, I keep learning, I keep growing and getting coached, and I'll, come back around and try it again, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so
I mean,
you
that's
created.
life. That's life, isn't it? You just have to try. And I feel like I have these moments, you know, I live in different countries, I learn other languages, I change careers. Like, so I love researching. So I was doing that for a while, but at a certain point you have to, you
Take
know,
a
just
step.
try it and take the step. And so that's what auditioning was. And like, oh, you booked that job. Great, let's do
Yeah,
it.
that's really cool. All right, you mentioned some different tools and resources already. Are there any others that you would like to add on if you were telling somebody trying to get into this or your former self back in the day?
So the podcast I already mentioned, Clubhouse, there are actually a lot of voiceover focused groups on Clubhouse, which makes sense because that's an audio only platform. And that wasn't around when I started. But yeah, like you can YouTube anything. Booth Junkie, if you want to learn the technical side, there's someone called Booth Junkie who, you know, will teach you editing and do different sound tests with mics. Because yeah, that's a whole nother part of it. I've been talking about the performance, but there's a very technical side to it as well. So yeah, those are a few
Very
good
cool.
resources.
Okay, I appreciate that. So, my final question, what would you share or advise someone of a similar background to you? I know you gave your pathway, but is there anything, I guess, I don't know how to phrase this, a mantra, a pep talk, or something more specific to kind of help them gear toward making that either transition or starting into what you've accomplished?
Yeah, mantras. I'm not sure. I think, yeah, I'm just maybe do it scared. I love that.
Oh,
You know,
I like that.
yeah, I want to do this. I don't know how to do it. Do it anyway. Do it
Yeah.
scared. You
Yeah.
know, that's how I've taken a lot of big steps in my life. It's like, I'm not
Yeah.
exactly sure how this is going to work out, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Anyway, I like that. Okay. If you're listening or watching this and you've been really, listening in and going, wow, that maybe that's something I can get into, whatever. Please take it from Sion here and just do it. Just no matter, I mean, obviously do your research, obviously prepare. Everything that she's shared in here has been absolutely gorgeous as far as the resources and connections and using what you have available to you, right? And she shared a lot of that here, but go ahead and do it even though you're not ready, even though you don't feel like you should yet, because it really makes a huge difference. And what I love, Sion, is that you mentioned about the fact that it gives you that confidence. And that's so true with anything that you're scared about. And it just lessens everything and it brings everything to be a more grounded situation, I think, than what we created in our minds to go, oh my gosh, this is so huge and overwhelming. But when you take that step into it and just start it, it makes such a drastic difference in how you handle it moving forward. So very cool. I love
Yeah,
it.
take it from theory to practice. Once you
Yes.
start putting it into
Yes.
practice, that's when you're like, okay, I
Couldn't
can
have
do
said it
this.
better. That's fantastic. Yes. Do it scared. Take theory into practice. That's all you need to do here.
Okay, let's wrap it up then.
That's fantastic. Sion, I thank you so much. Seriously, this has been beautiful. I'm really excited about what you shared. I mean, the specifics and the general, I mean, how just what a cool journey. And the fact that it's so different from I guess a lot of the typical L&D world that you're, at least for me in the L&D world, you get so accustomed to. So I really hope for those listening and watching that, you get a kick out of this as well and that it helps you on your journey. So I can't thank you enough for your time and effort here and sharing all your wisdom and experience. And to my
Thanks so
listeners and
much.
viewers, until next time, continue stepping onward. Thank you all so much.